It's Monday, November 25th, 2019. Thanks for tuning in to this special all-instrumentals episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this year's special all-instrumentals episode of The Sounds in My Head. That's a band from Montreal, Quebec called Nimrod. And he's got an EP out called Shush Me, which that song came from. That song was called What? And I love it. What really stands out to me, it's got like a DJ Shadow introducing kind of vibe, I think. Like the way he uses those sampled like drum beats or something. I'm not even sure how he makes this music. It's so cool. It's all instrumental and super great. Okay, is it all instrumental? I think it's all instrumental. Send some remixes. Anyway, whatever. Nimrod, super good. If you like that song, What? You're definitely going to want to check out the whole EP because it's very, very good. And for this special episode, I've had all this instrumental music piling up, and I was like, man, I should just do a whole episode of just nothing but instrumentals because I got so much really high quality instrumental music. And so it's going to be kind of long, and I, rather than my normal thing of putting on two songs to represent an album, well, I'm just doing one songs for the most part because I got too much good stuff and I wanted to put it all on, and I don't want the episode to be 2 hours long. So without further ado, from Turkey via the United Kingdom, this next band is called Arzvazplak. I don't know how you say it. And the song we're going to hear is called Volga Nehiri or something. I don't exactly know much about this band, but I can't really tell anything. It's like, I think it's like someone in the UK who collects and reissues vintage Turkish music, maybe, or maybe it's remixes. I don't know. Or maybe it's new and it's just, I can't tell. I have no idea. I probably could look into it and find out, but I didn't take the time. So anyway, the EP is called Turkish Disco Folk, and I think that is an excellent description of it. It's so cool. Without further ado, Volga Nehri from this Turkish Disco Folk EP. Where else but right here on this special all instrumentals episode of The Sounds in My Head. All right, let's catch up. After the Turkish disco folk back there, we heard a band from right here in Stockholm, who I think also kind of dips their toes in a little bit of like sounds of the Middle East or something, more subtly, but I think you can hear it in there. The band was called Kanat, and the song we heard, very excellent, came off their 7-inch, Bottomen and La Danse des Cornelius. And I should say, Kanat is super excellent. I'm very excited about this band. They got some more music coming out soon. But I just went and saw their sister band that is some of the same band members called Tross. They were playing at this little venue here in Stockholm, and I went and saw it. It was my first show I've seen since I moved here. And it was in this like basement. It felt very Brooklyn. It was really pretty cool. And they were super great. And Tross is also all instrumental and also much more prolific. And they've been around a lot longer than Kanat. But I didn't put anything on by them. I feel like they're better live maybe. I mean, the music is great in the background, but I feel like that bottom end song by Kanat was a bit more upfront. It's just a cool song to listen to by itself as a single. Whereas a lot of stuff by Tross is kind of more droning and repetitive or something, but still really good, great music. Highly recommend Tross as well as Kanat. Okay, after that, from Los Angeles, California, we heard the A La La's, and they have a new album, but I didn't play anything from that. I played something off of a soundtrack that they released a little while back. It's actually, I mean, I don't know if they released it exactly. It's the soundtrack for the movie Self-Discovery for Social Survival, and the A La La's are the primary contributor to songs on that album, but there are a bunch of other bands as well, like the Peking Lights and other bands you've heard of and stuff. They're pretty good, and it's a great soundtrack. This was actually a hard one to only play one song, because I wanted to play more songs, because it's a long soundtrack and all instrumental and all super great. But I just had to pick one, and I went with Raspberry Jam, because it is the best, I think, of the jams on the soundtrack. Okay, after the A La La's, we heard Lucky Chops from New York City. That's the album, New York City. And we heard the song Next to You, which is my favorite of them. They're a cool band that, you know, used to just play on the subway platform and stuff, but they started making albums, and now they're kind of like a world traveling band. They were actually just playing here at the Jazz Fest in Stockholm a few months ago. I didn't see the show because it was sold out, but I wanted to because Lucky Chops, quite good. And I hope you liked that Next to You song. I thought it was excellent. Okay, just before I started talking, we heard the Budos Band, also from New York City. I love that band. I've played them on the show many times before. They have a new album. It's called V, or I'm pretty sure 5. And the song we heard from, it was Old Engine Oil. Everything by a Budos Band sounds the same and great, and you're gonna like all of it if you like any of it. So if you like that song, definitely pick up the new 5 album. Okay, a lot of talking. Sorry, I'm gonna speed things along here. The Natural Yogurt Band, they're up next. They're from Brixton in the UK, and we're gonna hear their song Gelato. It comes off their new album, Braille, Slate, and Stylus. As always, the Natural Yogurt Band, super good. I kind of lump them in my mind with Budos Band and stuff, is like these bands that just, you know, occasionally release these amazing records, and they're super great, all instrumental. So hope you like this next song, Gelato. It's my favorite, I think, off this new album by the Natural Yogurt Band, right now on this special all instrumentals episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. All right, let's catch up one last time. After the Natural Yogurt Band, we heard a couple songs by Monster Rally from Los Angeles. Monster Rally, I've played them on the show before. I like them a whole lot. They're pretty prolific. They release very long albums. But in this case, the two songs I played were both short. So I felt like since everything else on this episode is pretty long and they had short songs, I would actually go ahead and put on two Monster Rally songs. So we heard Sister Owls and Menagerie. Both came off their newly released album, Adventures on the Floating Island. And it's really good. If you like those songs, you're going to like it all. Got that wonderful kind of tiki vibe going on. Super great. Monster Rally, A plus from me. Then after Monster Rally, we heard one of my favorites from Brooklyn, New York, Frank Locrasto. I played a song from his new album, Lost Dispatch, before it came out, like a while ago, because he released a single and I put that on the show. And then I never really circled back and put more on the show. I kept thinking I would, but then I was already starting to get more and more of this like instrumental music. I thought maybe I'd do a special episode. So I've been holding off, but I finally am putting more Frank Locrasto on the show to promote his album, Lost Dispatch. Very good. The song we heard, Escapist. And I would caution, and I say this with a heavy, I think it's my least favorite Frank Locrasto album. It's just, I feel like a lot of it kind of feels like filler. A lot of the songs just are like barely songs, in my opinion. They're just kind of like whatever. And then there's a few standouts that are super great. Classic Frank Locrasto. It kind of could have been an EP is what it feels like to me, but it's an album with some filler. Maybe I'm being too harsh. I think it's like I grade on an unfair curve because I think Frank Locrasto is so good. So when anything on it isn't amazing, I'm kind of let down. But whatever, still pretty good. And definitely Escapist is a good song. And then after Frank, just before I started talking, we heard 1900. That's the band from right here in Stockholm. They did the song Melodies with Curved Backs, but said in Swedish, from their album Techno. It's, of course, their best song from their best album. But that's just one this man's opinion. Your mileage may vary. You should check out the whole thing. It's all pretty good, but maybe not quite as good, I don't think, as that one song. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, another band from Stockholm. I swear I didn't plan it this way. This wasn't like I'm going to try and put a bunch of Swedish music on. It just happened to be. I promise, I didn't try. Anyway, Amazon, I just played them recently on my Swedish episode. They have a new album, but they've released an even newer album that I think is better. It's their new album, but done as if like Chili Gonzalez did it, as just like piano songs. So it's right up my alley because I love the solo piano albums by Gonzalez. And this is just like that, except it's like cover versions of all the songs on the new Amazon album. And I think when I played it on the show, I mentioned I was kind of disappointed by the new album, that I thought a lot of it was kind of not that great. Guess what? When you strip it down to just make it piano songs, all really good. And the best songs from the album are still the best songs in the piano versions. So you will not be surprised that the one we're going to hear, Marry Me Just for Fun, one of my favorites on the regular album, but it's even better, I think, as just piano. It comes off this new album, Ivory One. It's Amazon featuring Matti Alikainen. He has his own site. He seems to be a prolific musician in his own right, and he does very well on this album here. So I don't know how much Amazon was really even involved. Maybe it's not even an Amazon album. Maybe, I think it's sanctioned by them at least, but I'm not entirely sure. Everything about it's in Swedish. I still can't read Swedish. Okay, here we go. Amazon featuring Matti Alikainen with Marry Me Just for Fun, the piano version, finishing up this special all instrumentals episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Mulberry Jam by the A La Las, also from the Self Discovery for Social Survival soundtrack. Then I talked over Funky Town / I Feel Good by the Lucky Chops. Some good covers there, also from that NYC album. Then I talked over The Islander by Frank Lucrasto, also from Lost Dispatch. And finally, right now, I'm talking over Lazy Hibiscus by Monster Alley. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media like Spotify. You can follow me there, look for playlists for the various seasons of the show, and also there's an instrumentals playlist. It's all the types of music I talk over. It's just hours and hours of instrumental music that's the kind of stuff that I like and play on the show sometimes and other times talk over. So look for all of that at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I always love hearing from people. And I will see you in a couple weeks with another episode of the show.